Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. It was written by George and Becky Lowmiller and is read by John Pierce.
A patio extends your inside living area to the outdoors. When shaded by deciduous trees such as locusts or maples, a patio provides a cool refuge from the hot summer sun. If located in a sunny, sheltered area, a patio quickens spring and warms fall. Planting the patio is an art that falls somewhere between interior decorating and landscaping. Trees, shrubs, and flower beds may be included, but mostly the patio is a place for pots and containers. As plants come into bloom, or when they simply look their best, the pots can be shifted to a position of prominence. Bulbs may be potted for early spring color, then later replaced by containers of bright annuals. Foliage plants and houseplants often find their way to the patio for a summer vacation, and cold, hardy chrysanthemums brighten the fall. Here are a few tips for successful container plantings. Avoid small pots. They often can't store enough water to get through on hot days. Although patio plants tend to dry out quickly, they can't thrive in mud either. Drill several drain holes in any container that doesn't already have them. Add an inch of crushed stone or pebbles in the bottom of the pot, then fill with soil or a commercial growing mix that has enough organic matter to hold moisture, yet some coarse material to allow for drainage. A good all-around potting mix can be made by combining 1/2 part garden soil with 1/4 peat moss and 1/4 sand. A sprinkle of 5-10-10 fertilizer stirred into the soil mix at planting time will get most potted plants off to a good start. Feed them at least twice a month with a liquid fertilizer, following the instructions on the label. If your patio is sunny, twice a day watering may be in order, especially if there is a breeze. As with regular gardening, a layer of mulch will help conserve moisture and keep the soil cool. Finally, plant a kitchen garden of potted herbs and vegetables for colorful contrast.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.